Marker 7500 movie review, guys. Action!
You are listening to Alamo City Movie Talk Podcast, the podcast for all cinema lovers.
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys, who bring the movie world right into your ears, devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it. First off and foremost, guys, hopefully everyone's staying safe with this COVID-19 or what's going on. We're here in Texas, so we've been open. I know we're getting a second wave as we speak, so please, guys, everyone be safe out there. And yeah, so all right, hopefully everyone's staying safe and, you know, be with your loved ones, guys, and hopefully, you know, spread love everywhere, guys. All right, so let's get right to it. You know, take a break from reality, what's going on in the political world and political agendas and
so
all that.
So much, right?
So much drama. So let's get right to it. 7500 movie review. So this movie came out last year in Germany, and here's the thing. So it's been a while since we've seen Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I mean, for me, it's been a while. I know you're talking about Man on the Ledge. That was probably like the last movie.
And I didn't even see that. I know. Oh, okay, I just remember him being there. I kind of was like, I kind of piqued my interest, but I just never got around to it.
I didn't see that in the theater. I saw that at here. Here. I was just at home. But yeah, here. So it was just very, I haven't seen him in a movie on the big screen in a while, physically on a big screen.
I think the last movie big screen maybe Don John,
yeah,
could have been,
and that was very uncomfortable for you.
Yes, it was very uncomfortable,
but I loved every bit of it. All right, let's get right to it. So 7500, you know, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, man. Okay, so I miss him being on the big screen. I gotta agree
with that sentiment. He's such a good actor.
Yeah,
I like him in, you know, pretty much everything he does, and I think he just delivers, and so I've missed him. I know when you told me first about this movie, and you're like, oh, it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I was like, I'm in. I'm sold.
Yeah,
like,
right. Exactly.
Tell me when.
Why not? First and foremost, I am going to say I love the TSA setup in the very beginning from the movie. We're not mentioning spoilers whatsoever, guys, but at the very beginning of the movie, it shows...
Oh, it's like all footage?
It shows a behind-the-scenes kind of from the security point of view. And I love that. I love that about it. I love how it gave us a different point of view, a different style, airport, obviously.
Going into this film, I know you had told me basically a little bit of what's happening, but it's supposed to be like a thriller, and you get, like, just by the way opening footage is, the way it's cut and edited, you get a sense that something's bad's gonna happen, even if you don't know what's gonna happen.
You're watching every move,
right? So you get a sense. I guess the cameras are just off on there, like that scene for a little too long. You're like, am I missing something? Am I supposed to be coming out for something? Just an eerie feeling. And I really liked how that editing captured that.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, it was at a Berlin, set in a Berlin airport, of course, and then obviously the plane does get hijacked, and that's the point of the story, man. I mean, it's that plain and simple. That, but when you make it a story that plain and simple, you have to really projectile, really rely on your actors and the camera. I mean, okay, so the camera angles are really good. I actually liked it a lot. I really did, but just how it was corresponding with the characters, how it was corresponding with the action sequences, and how it was doing different angle shots at different point of views, because it's all in an airplane,
it's
an airplane.
Literally,
it's
literally all,
it's real tight.
The whole movie literally takes place in the cockpit.
Yeah, so it's a different angle. It really goes a long way. And it's funny too, because they're really not that big ribs. We all know that. We all been to air, I mean, we all flew before. And here's the thing, though. It makes it seem like it's bigger than what it is, which I kind of like that. I kind of like that little care, you know, that.
But you get still get a sense of it's real. Like, yeah. It's crammed and, you know. Yeah. Like, you get a sense of, like, it's kind of claustrophobic in a sense.
Yeah.
But you're right. I think the camera angles help bring the scenes of not just, oh, it's just in the cockpit, like, this whole time. It actually makes it a thriller and makes every scene, you know, interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. This is actually first-time director of his first film. It's Patrick Volrath. I'm sorry if I say that totally wrong. I do apologize on that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, for this being his first movie and everything, I'm actually really excited because I can't wait to see if he makes another film like this, if Joseph Gordon-Levitt is going to create that dynamic relationship and maybe he'll start being in his movies from now on. That'll be cool. That'll be awesome, Joseph. I hope that does happen. You never know. But yeah, so I was really in for this film. Yeah, from the edge of the seat. And here's the thing. I did not see a trailer. Did you see a trailer or no?
I did not, but okay. I know I had gotten a sense of like a synopsis or a plot line.
Yeah.
But I did not see the official trailer for this.
Gotcha. And also, ladies and gentlemen, this will be available on Prime starting tomorrow on June the 18th, guys. That's what it's saying here. So I will say this as well. The edge of your seat. I mean, it leaves me at the edge of my seat for the most part because those intense action sequences are not like, it's not like martial arts, obviously. It's just struggling to survive.
It's a lot of like survival instincts, a lot of internal decisions.
And the emotions.
Internal conflict. Emotions that you go through if this were to happen.
Yes.
Really like how Joseph Gordon get JGL captured that.
JGL, that's a good one. Yeah, and his emotions were carried on throughout this movie was so well. I mean, he really I believed in every second of him, and it just felt so personal and so real, and I love that about that he was able to carry this movie with him, obviously by himself. And able to carry this into the whole story, into the whole hour. This runtime's an hour and 32 minutes, which actually is not bad. I feel like that was a perfect runtime.
Yes.
Longer. I don't want to see two hours.
I know we had paused it halfway through. There's a transition I think you guys might point out later on. But it's about a little bit past halfway through and we paused it. I was like, dang, this has already happened.
Yeah.
There's another 30, 40 minutes left. What else could happen? And
exactly.
Then it panned out the way it did, and it was it made sense, you know, you'll see what I'm coming whenever you see, you'll see where it's coming from. But I was really excited. I was like, okay, well, what can happen? But that last bit, like the last act, I guess you could say, was actually really interesting to see. Mm-hmm. And I think that I liked that I saw that. I wouldn't have added anything else or taken anything away. Like, I wouldn't have taken away that last bit.
Gotcha. Same here. I totally agree there. Also, I'll say this, a sharp interaction with good camera angles. I love that. I mean, yeah, that was really good. I'll say that again. A strong outcry, man. I mean, dude, that outcry was awesome. I loved every bit of it. I loved just your survivor instinct cry. Like, that's great. Your outcry. That's awesome. Yeah, I love that. It has to work good. Just intense moments throughout this whole film, guys. Another thing is that... what did you feel like this film needed?
I honestly, personally can't think of anything off the top of my head, at least right now.
Yeah.
I reflect on it. I watch it again. I'll probably find something. But I can't find anything right now.
You know, for a $5 million budget, it's not bad.
Yeah.
I'll say that. It's a very short budget, very small budget. And I like that.
Well executed. I think the story held its own. I think the actor... I'll say that. Carried it very well.
Obviously you could tell it was a very fine I would say the stimulation. So when you're watching this and I noticed it whenever they took off on the plane, obviously it's a stimulation and all that, you could kind of tell a little bit. So the CGI is obvious, or if there was,
they're even, not really flying.
Well, obviously, but if there was any CGI, I highly doubt. I mean, I don't know what they were using. But it just, I really want to say that.
Ryan's really technical about that.
Yeah, so it kind of didn't feel real for that same point of view. But in all sense, though, I really did enjoy the other parts, the other great parts. There's a lot of great things. The small little details, I would say.
He's nitpicking.
Yeah, just a small little bit. But yeah, was this a film that we deserved? I'll say yes.
I say yes. Just because, yes, you know, JGL, love him. But also, I thought it was really interesting, and I don't want to mention a spoiler, but there's a small little twist, I would say, where you just get a different perspective of, I guess, the bad guys. And I thought that was really interesting to see that.
All
right. So I really would be interested in what you guys Stay have tuned. To say about that.
Put all comments down below,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, let us know how you think. But I thought, I liked seeing that. Yeah. And I thought that was a bit of a twist other than just a regular hijacking movie.
No, I got you there. All right. So ratings, 1 out of 10. 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest. What are you going to give it? All right.
I'm stumped.
I'm gonna give it a solid 6.
I think I would really like us to give it a 7.
A 7? Okay.
Yeah, right, because I really liked the main actor. I think the story was pretty well done.
Good drama thriller.
Very drama thriller. Yeah, very, very well done.
Okay. All right, Alamo City Movie Talk fans, be sure to check this out on Amazon Prime, guys. Let us know your thoughts on the comments down below. And yeah, like, share, subscribe, everybody. And yeah, so support this film, guys. You know, it's a very good film. I'll say that's a good, decent film. And just to get your mind off things of what's going on in the world. So hopefully everyone's staying safe. As always, I am your host, Ryan D. Aka Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Have yourself a wonderful day, and thank you for making us a part of it. Stay classy, San Antonio.
Hello, everyone. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. We truly appreciate the support. Be sure to also check us out on YouTube, guys, where we do strictly movie reviews. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all of your movie news, reviews, and our special giveaways and contests, guys. You know what to do, and you have yourself a wonderful day, and stay classy, San Antonio.